Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
Lots of babies in here.
Oh, man. So
lots of babies in here. 25 years, and I'm still not timing my P's right. I really got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Really got to go. So what are we doing?
All right. So, well, Cassie, you wanted her to plug the Patreon and the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a little all over the place. So
we all are.
Just as the mics started to open, I really had to take a deep breath, close my eyes and go, damn, this is like the last 90 minutes of the Bert Show. So I'm a little scattered right now. So thank you for keeping me focused. Cassie, what are we doing?
So if you're wondering what you're going to listen to on Monday, we will still be releasing episodes on our podcast. It's just going to be a selection of episodes from the past 25 years that you can still listen to for free. The app is going away, so subscribe on Apple or Spotify for free and you'll still have stuff to listen to. Going to be releasing like 15 episodes a day, just like normal, so things can continue as usual. Now, if you're a P1 and you really want to binge some shows from the past, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/TheBurtShow. That's where we're uploading all of our bonus BS. We'll have videos up there and we'll be uploading all the audio we have from the past 25 years on a rolling basis, which means bit by bit as we're able to strip it off CD and VHS tape.
So you can't possibly know how touched I am as I walk into the halls and see all these Bert Show babies, man. I mean, over 25 years, so many families that started here, not like conceptually.
That would be weird. Jimmy, you were not conceived here. I can tell you that for certain.
But just the families that met each other because of the Bert Show or have evolved over the years and started while the Bert Show is happening, and then all of these families, man, most of the babies are here today.
They are. And so this, I'll own it, this is going to be a little self-serving segment, but it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And Cassie and I have had some major like life announcements over the years, and our pregnancy announcements rank right up there. So we wanted to take this opportunity to have our significant others in studio and our kids in studio sitting in our laps as they get to hear when we got to tell the world that they were coming. So Cassie, I'm going to let you start first.
I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. We're talking about families. There's a caller on the line and her name is Angela. That's my mom's name.
What are the odds?
I feel like she's here with us.
She is. And she's so proud of you, Cassie.
Thank you.
You want me to take it?
Yeah. She'll probably say, I hate Cassie. Fire her.
No.
What if it is your mom?
It's the last special guest.
I'm good, but I ain't that good.
That's so much pressure. We're answering the call from Angela, and she's like, I'm not your mom.
Hey, Angela. Good morning.
Just want to let you know, y'all are doing the birth announcements. I'm going to cry. Y'all gave me $1,000 14 years ago, which allowed me to foster, and I eventually adopted my three kids, and they're now 14, 15, and 16.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn. All because of you guys. Well, the other reason I have my three kids.
See, this is perfect timing, Angela. Mm-hmm. Thank you
really
so much.
It really is. Thank you. I'm so glad that the check went through. There was a time there on the radio station. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Could you imagine if it bounced?
Thank you for calling. That means a lot. These are the moments here that I've been saying now for weeks, Abby, that these are the ones that you don't realize are happening. You give somebody $1,000. You don't know if they're going on vacation with it. But the money that we're giving out and you will give out when you start your own show or whatever, you just don't know where that's going to land, man. And what's started our family with that.
That's so awesome. I hope we continue to get more calls like that throughout the next 90 minutes left.
Well, we don't have time for it.
So, my first announcement, I have a 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old daughter, Hazel. Hazel, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So, Hazel, I was pregnant and I went to, I believe it was the American Music Awards. And for some reason, Kristen normally does the interviews and is there, but you weren't there this time. And I can't remember why.
There were some changes in staff, so I needed to stay.
And so I went and I decided to have Khalid, who is a Grammy-nominated artist, record the surprise announcement for me. And so, you know, I didn't want to announce it just yet. And so I had told, like, the cast, I had a big announcement and it was embargoed and, you know, I couldn't release it till a certain date. I remember being like, we should schedule it for like the 7 o'clock hour or whatever, like the high traffic hour. And Bert's like, are you sure this is more important than what any core cast member has? And I'm like, I think I am sure who we got this. And so here's what it sounded like.
Let's hope that Cassie delivers. As far as I know, nobody in here knows what's going on, right? You I don't trust anymore because you swore on the Kentucky Wildcats the other day and you lied right to my face.
I crossed my legs and my toes. Because I talk with my hands and I couldn't cross those.
Let's not take the focus off of our social media director, Cassie Young, who has what she claims, this is going to rock the industry scoop. Rock the industry scoop.
We
demanded to be in prime time today.
I did, and I never have. In over 8.5 years on the show, I have never, ever asked for a specific time slot.
She asked for Kristen clearance.
Yes. I need Kristen level trust with this one.
All right. It took Kristen 7 years to get to a point where she had to win a bet in order to go ahead on the air without running any content bias and just, you know, having that kind of trust. Now, to Cassie's credit, she didn't demand to be prime time. She suggested because this was going to be such big scoop in the industry.
It is. And I can say, so I don't do many celebrity interviews, obviously, because that's Kristen's wheelhouse as the entertainment news director and reporter. But I went out to the Billboard Music Awards and covered it. And I got to talk to some big artists there. And Khalid was one of them. He is amazing. He is a Grammy nominee, Billboard Music Award nominee, and just became the most played artist in the world on Spotify. And he has no ego, doesn't act like it, super humble. But while I was talking to him, I got some scoops straight from his mouth. We are the only media outlet in the world, and I can confidently say that. Literally the only ones to have this scoop, okay? And I'm so excited. I'm like, my heart is pounding. It was embargoed until today. Embargoed means you can't share it, but finally today, we can share this scoop.
Who gave you the embargo? So, like, once Khalid said this in the interview, did his people say, that's cool, but you just got to wait till Tuesday to tell your listeners
about
it?
Yeah, they just said, like, Tuesday, embargo. They're like, you're not going to play it, right? I'm like, no, it's embargoed. I got it. Like, you want to do what they say because you don't want to ruin that trust because then they'll never bring any artists around. And a lot of those record reps rep a lot of artists. So if you ruin your reputation with one, like, you're screwed across the board. So respected it. But here is what Khalid told me at the Billboard Music Awards.
What's up? Breaking news. It's Khalid here and your girl Cassie is pregnant. Congratulations.
What the Wait a second. You and Chad are having sex?
No, we used a turkey baster.
My whole world is wrong. Congratulations,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Cassie,
thank you.
Did you know?
She took me.
You knew!
She took me to lunch yesterday, and she told me the news. And I could not be any more excited for you and Chad. This is going to be such an incredible journey for the both of you. I seriously cannot be happier for the both
of you. Thank you.
Jack, you're just a liar. Just a liar. That was amazing.
And then I couldn't really think of a good way to top that. And so we were recording for my second announcement with Max, who says he doesn't want to say hi on the radio. Max, do you want to say hi? No, he's shaking his head.
Yeah, he's going to wait till we're all in conversation before he wants to say something.
Yeah, and then he'll start chatting. He I didn't know how to announce it, and I was thinking of different ways, and I was actually, my original thing was I was just not going to say anything and just keep coming in until you were so torn, like, she's obviously pregnant, but I can't say anything because what if it's just weight gain? And I was like, that's going to be so mean. And then we were recording a bonus segment, and somehow the topic of being annoyed that people are always asking, like, when are you going to have your next baby came up, and I'm like, this is my chance.
This was a bombshell on The Burt Show. So on Tuesdays now after the show, we're recording material for some bonus stuff that we're going to provide for you guys. But while we were cutting that on Tuesday after the show, Cassie, in a very sly way, hit us with a bombshell that had to do with nothing we were talking about.
Asking a person who just had a kid if they're going to have another one.
Oh, yeah, man. The pressure that we put on each other in every stage of life is bull.
I was still in the hospital after having my C-section. It was like 2 days later. And one of the, I can't remember, I don't think it was a nurse. I think maybe it was a tech or something. And asked me, you're going to have another one?
That's a compliment. Nobody asked me that until like a week ago.
Oh, really?
No, I guess I shouldn't reproduce anymore. Jokes on them, because I'm having another one in January.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, what?
The f*** are you talking about?
Are you pregnant?
Yeah. No, you're
what
not.
The?
Yeah. Baby boy Wood is coming in January. Jenny's going to have a little guy friend.
What the hell?
I have been trying to get a segment on for weeks to surprise you guys.
None of us saw that coming.
Nobody did.
None.
Daddy's pregnant!
My spidey sense has been going off, right? So about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, I hit her with a text saying, hey, if you're not feeling good, I know we're coming off a vacation, but go ahead and take a personal day. I could just sense there's something off, right? So that was the first one. She's pregnant. I don't know.
Me reading into it, I was like, did I do something wrong today? Did I seem off? Like, what's wrong? And I was like, no.
So you legitimately had told us a while, this might have been off the air also, is that the amount of physical time you and Chad have had has been non-existent. And you were so embarrassed to actually tell us that amount of time because you thought we would be awkward. So that's the last conversation we even had under this umbrella. And then you come in here saying you're pregnant. Yeah. So how did that happen?
Chad is very effective. That's what I said.
You're not kidding.
An Olympic medal.
Shot put.
Those things were back. Those things were backed up. They're like, guys! Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
I stopped listening and was giggling to myself the entire time when you said baby Wood.
Yeah.
It's the worst male stripper name ever.
Yes, yes. Well, we do have a Max Wood, so okay, we
yes,
beat
you
it.
Do.
And then my husband, of course, Chad, is here. He's been a huge supporter throughout the years, and he's part of the reason that I had the courage to take this show, because I had a very cushy job at my alma mater, and all the benefits, and I knew my trajectory there, and this was a big leap of faith, and Chad is a big reason why. Having his support over the years and telling me that I could do it and having his backup is one of the reasons that I'm here today. So he's got something he wants to read.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I wrote a little something. I hope you don't mind. I'm a little long-winded, so I'll try to keep it brief.
Yeah, Bart's coming up after you, dude. Don't worry about being long-winded.
So, yeah, this is going to be like AM radio coming up next. Just lots of dry, long-winded stuff. All right. So, Bert, first of all, let me just say that I'm astonished that you, of all people, are participating in the wussification of America by retiring early.
Definitely a hypocritical move, yeah.
Hey, man, a real American would stick it out till the arthritis wins.
That's a good point.
Now, on to the more serious stuff. I will try to be brief. It is in part because of you and the extraordinary team you've assembled on both sides of the mic that strangers sometimes cry when they meet my brilliant, beautiful wife. They will rush up to her, clutching their hands to their chest and holding their breath. And then, when they are 2 feet away, unleash it as a single word. Excuse me, are you Cassie? She will say yes, and they will say whatever they say next, as if gasping for air or letting a secret into the world. Oh my God, I love you. And I get it, because I love her too, but thank you for making sure other people had an opportunity to also feel that. Her kindness and thoughtfulness, her passion for justice and love for every man and woman that she's ever met, and her fairness in always trying to educate and inform during a discussion rather than simply to win or to be more right. And thank you for opening your platform in such a way that those discussions could be had at all, whether they were discussions about body positivity, politics, or Britney Spears. Being able to talk about her truth on a public forum has meant a lot to her, me, and many in your audience. And while I understand that sharing your platform is sort of the point in talk radio, you didn't ever try to turn your show into an echo chamber that only ever championed one opinion or way of thinking, which has only become more difficult to find over time. You've all made a bigger difference to more people than you will ever really know. And I'm including the thousands of lives directly changed by Bert's big adventure, an entire family at a time, and the hundreds of thousands of lives changed by that amazing nonprofit existing in the first place. The difference between a job and a career is simply that the first is what you do and the second is what you are. This show is where Cassie found her voice, her career, and thereby also found herself. It has been the literal and figurative soundtrack to our lives for 15 years. You were all there when we got engaged, when Cassie recorded me snoring at night, and when we got married anyway, when we had our two amazing children. You were there when a tree fell on our house. You were there when her mom got sick and passed. And at each step of the way, this show and everyone on it shared her and our journey. You cried with her, you laughed with her, and sometimes you laughed at her. You were at our wedding. Tommy's wife, Renee, married us. We have all been drunk in the same room at the same time. We could not possibly be more like family, which is probably why this feels like a real divorce. There are two things that I most look forward to receiving in the settlement are, number one, no longer seeing 4:30 a.m. when Cassie's alarm goes off. That specific hour is monstrous and should remain unknown and invisible. Number two, seeing my wife in the evenings later than 7 p.m. If you are wondering why so early, please refer back to the previous statement. But we will miss all of it, even so. Maybe it will feel like the show sometimes when she gets to teach me something new, or when we are trying to make each other laugh, or when we are overcome with emotion. We will certainly do everything we can to make joy a permanent fixture in our world, to share laughter and honesty, and in doing so, to grow together and to try to help others grow as well. We will know both that we are succeeding because we bothered to try in the first place, but also that we aren't doing it as well as all of you together did, and never to so many people all at once. Thank you all for that. Goodbye. I love you all, despite not actually working here. And I look forward to someday, once again, all being drunk in the same room at the same time, assuming we can find a babysitter. And most of all, thank you, Cassie, for waking up every morning and despite all logic and rational thought, choosing to make me your plus one every day on this amazing adventure of your life. I am the luckiest man in the universe.
I love you, babe. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
I know we're supposed to be keeping score. Cassie's cried twice.
Yeah. The cry counter.
Okay, but that's
on.
Pretty impressive for me, okay? Yeah. And all it was one because my dead mom's name appeared on the screen, okay?
That was crazy.
Right? Like, we literally, it wasn't up there before.
No.
Because I can see the phone screening software, and as soon as we started talking about it, her name popped up.
Can I tell you that her real name was Patty, and I changed it just for that?
You are not that with screen. It today, sir.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.